Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. So enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Well, it looks like Osama bin Laden has returned.
With a new darker beard.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, he's gotten rid of the gray. He's washed that gray right out of his beard. It's nice.
You know, good
nice
for
to
him.
See him looking younger.
Good for him. That wasn't really what I wanted to focus on.
No, I imagine
how he
not.
Looked. What I wanted to focus on was what he had to say.
I know how you like Osama bin Laden. You love
what
to talk
mean?
About
him. I don't like the guy. He's wrong about a lot of things. For instance, I was looking through the 6-page transcript of his speech. And there's a lot of things he's definitely wrong about. I mean, he supports the Kyoto Treaty. He thinks that global warming is awful, and he wants everyone to convert to Islam as well. But there are some very interesting things that he does have to say that I think people should try their best to put aside their preconceived notions about who this guy is and what he does.
Right. I would agree with you there that Osama bin Laden, if... He has, you know, some things that are worth listening to. I'm not saying he's a good guy, but he's allegedly the leader of the force that's after us. And right. I largely believe that. That seems like it makes some sense to me that the Al-Qaeda would like to see the United States out of the Middle East, so therefore they're attacking us. So doesn't it make sense to listen to the leader of Al-Qaeda? If in fact he still is, I don't know how this Al-Qaeda organization functions. But it seems like, yeah, Americans should listen to them instead of listening to what the politicians and the news say about him. They should
exactly.
listen to what he says.
Right. Don't take your marching orders, if you will, as far as what you're going to believe from Michael Chertoff, say, the Department of Homeland Security guy. In fact, he'll say a few things in this ABC News story about the Osama bin Laden tape. But I was looking at the 6-page-long transcript, and I was a little disappointed because it was sort of a scanned version, so I couldn't actually highlight any of the text and copy and paste it, because there was. It's certainly not worth reading. It's way too long and rambling, but there are some choice excerpts that I would have wanted to bring out, but it would have been way too much work to actually hand transcribe it again in order to read it on air. But luckily, ABC News happened to select some of the interesting parts as well. And this is according, again, to ABC News' report on this. According to the transcript, which can be viewed on their site, bin Laden opens with praise to Allah and his law of retaliation, an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, and the killer is killed. Bin Laden also spoke...
You know, the Muslims and their... the whole Allah thing that they do, they have the habit of saying, whenever they talk about Muhammad, they say, and peace be upon him,
mm-hmm.
They have to say that in regards to every prophet, so Jesus, Moses, Abraham, peace be upon him.
Right.
They often throw in this Allah Akbar. It's really interesting chanting if you listen to these guys talk,
mm-hmm.
just to hear them and their religious dictates and how they have to speak.
He says of the says to the American people, quote, "You made one of your greatest mistakes in that you neither brought to account nor punished those who waged this war, not even the most violent of its murderers, former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. You permitted Bush to complete his first term and, stranger still, chose him for a second term, which gave him a clear mandate from you, with your full knowledge and consent, to continue to murder our people in Afghanistan and Iraq. Then you claim to be innocent. The innocence of yours is like my innocence of the blood of your sons on the 11th, were I to claim such a thing." See, this is one of the problems with Osama bin Laden is he, like many others, believes in collectivism. He believes that the American people re-elected George Bush, when in fact... most Americans didn't vote for George Bush.
It's true.
You know,
because it was a minor majority that voted, that of the people that voted for George Bush.
Right. Only some people vote, and then only a percentage of those people voted for George Bush.
And the vast majority probably of Americans did not, in fact, vote. So that means that a majority of Americans did not vote for George Bush.
Most Americans are just captives of this government. That's all.
If you actually do the math, those numbers are pretty scary. Recently in Keene, we had an election here, and we did the math, and it ended up like 12% of people in Keene voted for this tax raise.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's just insane, really.
Yeah, it's only usually a percentage that actually decides any election. Anyway, going on, he says, President Bush's words echo neoconservatives like Cheney, Rumsfeld, and Richard Perle. Quote, people of America, this is again Osama bin Laden speaking, the world is following your news in regards to your invasion of Iraq. And I think this is probably one of the better portions of his transcript.
Okay.
For people have recently come to know that, after several years of tragedies of this war, the vast majority of you want it stopped. Thus, you elected the Democratic Party for this purpose. But the Democrats haven't made a move worth mentioning. On the contrary, they continue to agree to the spending of tens of billions to continue the killing and war there. You know, this guy's paying more. Osama bin Laden pays more attention to the American political process than your average American does. He's got it down.
Yeah.
That's what the American people did in 2006. They brought in the Democrats to put a stop to the war, to bring Bush up on, some sort of charges. And
somehow or another, they just can't quite pull it off or won't do it.
No, they took it off the table. It wasn't an option for them. And what do you do then? I mean, what does the American people, what do the American people think?
Before you go any farther, let's think about motivations and you know, money. You've got to follow the money, follow the power if you want to find out what is going on in politics. Now, what the Democrats are able, because they essentially have a small majority in the House, and I think they might be really close to 50-50 in the Senate. There's been some couple of changes there, and I'm not 100% certain. So the Democrats can essentially say they certainly don't have a 60% to break a filibuster in the Senate. So the Democrats are able to say, well, we can't do it. You didn't elect enough Democrats to get this taken care of. So they can abdicate their responsibility for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Then what happens? Well, it's their hope, and it's not unlikely that the Americans will say, we have to get out of Iraq. I'm voting for a Democrat for president.
Mm.
So the Democrats really benefit by not doing anything.
I see what you're saying.
They are motivated to not do anything.
He also points out that the whole corporate system in this country, with certain corporations working hand in hand with the government, he talks about that quite a bit. But he also misunderstands. He is just as brainwashed as many Americans are to believe that what we have today in America is a capitalist system. So at several points in his transcript, he talks about how, you know, this is all the capitalist system's fault and, you know, capitalism is bad, that sort of thing.
Well, he doesn't. He's a foreigner. He doesn't even really know what the word means, capitalism.
Most Americans don't know what that word means.
They think that it means control by big corporations or something like that. That's not what it means. It means the ability of people to do business.
Right. So even Osama bin Laden is as misinformed as most Americans
on
that
one. He's misinformed because everybody's misinformed.
Right. But according to the transcript, bin Laden says there are two ways to end the war. The first is from our side, he says, and it's to continue to escalate the killing and the fighting against you.
Our side meaning his side.
Meaning his side. Meaning
right.
That
I don't
you
consider
don't...
myself to be on his side.
Meaning that if the American government doesn't withdraw its troops and, you know, end this, then they'll continue to escalate their end and just continue the violence on into the future.
Mm.
The second, he says, is to do away with the American democratic system of government. He said, it now has become clear to you and the entire world the impotence of the democratic system and how it plays with the interests of the peoples and their blood by sacrificing soldiers and populations to achieve the interests of the major corporations.
Now, isn't this what George Bush Sr. did to Iraq back when he was in office?
I'm not
rise
sure.
up! Rise up against your government and we'll support you!
Mm.
So, you know, he essentially called for revolution in Iraq. Now, a leader in the Middle East, if you would call Osama bin Laden that, he's certainly a leader of somebody. He's calling for us to rise up against our government. Very strange stuff. And everybody just wants their own thing. Here's the easy breakdown of the Middle East situation with Saudi Arabia. Remember, it was mostly Saudi Arabians on the planes that no Iraqis that I know of, maybe one, that flew into planes on 9/11, or flew the planes into buildings on 9/11. So here's the easy breakdown. Osama bin Laden wants to be king. He's not the king of Saudi Arabia. He would like to be. His brother, half-brother, or whatever, I believe it's Assad, he got in power. Well, Osama bin Laden wants that. He can't have that while the United States is still in charge supporting a king over in Saudi Arabia. He has to get rid of the United States in order to be in charge.
1-800-259-9231. Is it possible that Osama bin Laden might be right about a thing or two? Or is he wrong about everything he says because he's Osama bin Laden?
Well, he's right about what Osama bin Laden says.
More on the way. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, September 7, 2007, gold 702.70 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $724.91, $357.55 for half, $178.78 for quarter. That's $702.91, $357.55, and $178.78.
Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies, the bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HeronOnline.com. That's HeronOnline.com. HeronOnline.com. That's HeronOnline.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us, including the updates. Get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit RLC.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's RLC.org.
Now then, we're talking about this new tape out from Osama bin Laden, and of course, you're going to hear a bit of a different a different interpretation or different presentation of Osama bin Laden's words on this show than you will on most media sources.
Largely will not hear Osama bin Laden's words on any media source.
That's correct. Most of the time, you're just going to hear a summary by some news agency and then the commentary of the U.S. federal government. But I think it's really important to actually read and understand what it is this man is saying because, well, he, as you put it, Mark, he is in charge of a lot of dangerous people. And a lot of people are scared of this guy, but they don't really know what he believes. They just know what they've been told by the federal government, who time and time again is known mostly for lying to you. So why would you believe what the federal government is telling you? I'm not saying necessarily believe Osama bin Laden
right.
either.
Osama bin Laden's probably lying too, but you can look and see things that clearly ring true. And I think right. that largely he's, you know, he's doing a pretty adroit political analysis of what happened in 2006.
Yeah, he's right on target. I mean, he's not right. Just from the 6 pages transcript that I've been breezing through here, he's wrong about several things. He's, you know, he thinks global warming's a problem and that, you know, that capitalism is evil because he believes that we currently live in a capitalist system today, which we don't. It's corporatism, mercantilism. And so he's wrong about a lot of things, but there are some things he's just dead on accurate about. And that is that the American people elected Democrats in 2006 to end the Iraq War and bring the administration up on some charges. Neither of those things have happened. And then here's another interesting point that he makes. And this one I'm pulling directly from the transcript because ABC News did not include this in their article. Usually when we talk about terrorism on this show, if we're doing like a Saturday show when more average Americans are listening because we have more more radio affiliates at that time, sometimes we'll get people calling in to say, we either fight them over there or they're coming over here. It's a war of the Christians against the Islams.
Right.
They're trying to convert us all or they're going to kill us all. And they hate Christians and we got to kill them before they kill us. It's like some sort of holy war.
Right, but if you listen to Osama bin Laden, it's nothing like that. He believes that, you know, he uses his religion to rally his troops, but he's not, you know, and he calls us infidels and things like that, but wouldn't we call him all kinds of names if he was occupying our land?
Right. It doesn't have anything to do with the belief systems of Americans, of which there are varied. There are far more than just
Christians. You can believe Osama bin Laden would not be after us. He said as much if we got out of the Middle East.
Exactly
but
right.
The fact is, Americans don't even look at that as a possibility simply because they know their government would never do it, and their government would never do it because the oil companies would throw a fit. Mm-hmm. The oil companies and the government are so thoroughly in bed with each other, and essentially they have us over a barrel. We're the ones getting, you know, it's the average middle-class American who's getting killed over there. It's the average middle-class American that was killed in the towers. It's the average middle-class mm-hmm. American that has to pay for this stupid-ass war that the oil companies want.
You know, I was reading an article over at LouRockwell.com today, and the author, I don't remember who it was, but he made an excellent point, and that is that a lot of these terrorism fighters here in America, the people that want to go and wage war all over the world and kill the terrorists or whatever, that they all claim that they hate our freedoms, right?
Yeah.
They hate our freedoms. Well, do they? Because it seems to me and to the article writer that, I don't know, 3-5 decades ago, America, 100 years ago, America had a lot more freedoms in many, many ways than we do today. We're taxed so much more in America today than we were just even 20 years ago. And so if they really hated our freedoms, why weren't they over here attacking in 1950 when you only had to work, when only one member of the family had to work in order to support their family, when one could make the argument that we were a lot more free than we are today? Why weren't they attacking then? Put that aside, and let's go back to what Osama bin Laden has to say about Christians. Because a lot of Christians believe that Islam's out to get them, right? That this is a holy war, I've got to kill them before they kill us. Here's what he says. Quote, also, your Christian brothers have been living among us for 14 centuries. In Egypt alone, there are millions of Christians whom we have not incinerated and shall not incinerate. But the fact is, there's a continuing and biased campaign being waged against us for a long time now by your politicians and many of your writers by way of your media, especially Hollywood, for the purpose of misrepresenting Islam and its adherents to drive you away from the true religion. A lot of points he tries to convert people to,
right.
To Islam here.
Which, You know, I mean, obviously he's a religious zealot.
But nowhere does he say convert or die.
Right.
He doesn't say that. He just says, you know, this is your salvation. If you don't take it, well, too bad. So he points out that he lives nearby Christians. Why aren't they attacking the Christians in Egypt? If indeed this is a holy war against Christians, or is it just a holy war against American Christians? Well, that doesn't make much sense. That wouldn't make much sense. And that's not what he's ever said. He has made it very clear in his in various speeches throughout the years that the reason why the September 11th attacks happened was because the U.S. military has been meddling in the Middle East for decades.
It makes perfectly good sense. Look, you can run this timeline all the way back to the fall of the Ottoman Empire, and you'll see that Britain and the United States essentially have done everything over there. Have you ever looked at the countries in the Middle East? Have you noticed how Iraq and Iran and all these countries are shaped with lines?
Mm-hmm. Square, sort of.
Do you think that those lines evolved from centuries of dispute and sort of
certainly
negotiation?
Not natural borders like rivers and that sort of thing.
Right. They're not, obviously, no such thing as a straight river. You think they're, evolved from years and years and centuries of negotiation between two sides?
No.
No. They're drawn by white people. All right? That's the fact of the matter. Westerners, Americans, you know, English-speaking Westerners went over there and, you know, carved up their little section of the world. We've been over there for a long, long time dictating their policy. And it's wrong that we would support these forms of government. They've got a sheikdom in Kuwait. They've got a king in Saudi Arabia, the largest portion of the whole Arabian Peninsula. These are not the forms of government the American people should be supporting. We should be horrified that our government would be supporting a king.
He says, before concluding, I tell you there's been an increase in the thinkers who study events and the happenings, and on the basis of their study, they have declared the approach of the collapse of the American empire. Among them is a European thinker who anticipated the fall of the Soviet Union, which indeed fell. And it would benefit you to read what he wrote about what comes after the empire in regards to the United States of America. I also want to bring your attention that among the greatest reasons for the collapse of the Soviet Union was their being afflicted with their leader Brezhnev, who was overtaken by pride and arrogance and refused to look at the facts on the ground. From the first year of the Afghanistan invasion, reports indicated that the Russians were losing the war, but he refused to acknowledge this, lest it go down in his personal history as a defeat. Even though refusal to acknowledge defeat not only doesn't do anything to change the facts for thinking people, but also exacerbates the problem and increases the losses. And how similar is your position today to the position to their position approximately two decades ago? The mistakes of Brezhnev are being repeated by Bush, who, when asked about the date of his withdrawing forces from Iraq, said in effect that the withdrawal will not be during his reign, but rather during the reign of the one who succeeds him.
Yeah. That's a lucky little mantle to wear as the next president.
1-800-259-9231. Your thoughts on the words of Osama bin Laden. These are them, uncensored for you. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are eight common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1173. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1173. That's 1-800-955-1173.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I had the best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
800-259-9231, join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is a place to go. We've got live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well, both for free at FreeTalkLive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or limited liability company. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's code FTL at LegalZoom.com. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Ladies first, to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, hi, hon. There was something I wanted to explain to y'all. I just got in a newsletter I just received, and this is the agenda.
How many newsletters do you
right
subscribe
now?
To? That's what I'd like to know.
Huh?
How many newsletters do you subscribe to? It seems you have a variety.
This is from Tex Mars. Anyway,
the thing is... You just lost all your credibility, Paula. Go ahead.
The Illuminati's agenda is to incite and oversee a disastrous clash of civilizations pitting religions, ethnic groups, nation-states against one another. In American sovereignty, merge USA into a regional and global system of governance.
Okay, I can't take it anymore. Can you summarize this, Paula?
Well, it's just saying, you know, like this European Union, this is what it's going to come to. They're going to collapse the American economy, and they're going to destroy the American middle class and making its desperate citizens willing subservient to Illuminati leadership and solutions. And establish a dictatorial Masonic inspired.
What did I tell you, Mark?
Empire.
Lost all credibility.
I don't know.
Tex Mars is a rambling.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, it's all I'm saying is that that's what's happening already. Like, the president's already gone and signed us to the EU, and now they're going to bring us together with Russia.
Now, Paul, I had a question. You know how you said that you and me and President Bush were all sort of members of the House of Joseph? Do you remember that?
I'm from the House of David.
House of David, excuse me.
Yeah.
Now, isn't the House of I thought
Joseph's house is across the street.
Right? I thought that David was from the house of Joseph. My mistake.
No, Joseph is separate. We are called Manasseh.
That's David's
because
uncle.
My tribe, Joseph. I'm from Joseph on my dad's side, and my tribe is the first one here. And I'm
where?
From his son, Manasseh,
America?
Directly. And
America?
This is why America's called Manasseh. Ephraim is called, or England's called Ephraim.
Oh. Now, I wanted to ask, we were talking about Osama bin Laden before you called in. What house is Osama bin Laden from?
He is from the house of David, too.
He's from the house of David, too.
Yeah,
how
he's,
come?
He's a cousin to GW. And the thing is that...
Now, hold on. Are all people from the house of David evil?
Are they what?
Are all the house of David people bad? Is that the bad house?
No, I'm going to tell you
house
something.
The other house?
All the family's not in on this.
How many houses are there? That's what I want to know.
Well, we're all Jacob's kids, but the thing is, the house of David is directly from King David and down through the line of the...
Now, hold on a second. Now, science has proven pretty solidly that when people engage in incest, it, you know, results in some problems, some genetic issues with the offspring.
Yeah.
Now, if everybody is a child of one person, wouldn't that mean we'd all be having... I mean, essentially, Julia, when you and I have sex, we'd be...
Not anymore. It would be...
family, hon. We're all... See, America,
that makes me feel dirty, Paula.
Germany, France, and all the Nordic countries and Spain, we're all one family.
Mm.
We're all Jacob's children.
What about the Mexicans?
They are Indians. They are Joseph's kids, okay?
Thanks for the call, Paula. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Did you figure all that out yet, Julia? Have you sorted that out?
You know, I'm going to ask Paula next time she calls in. This is totally off topic, but every time she calls, I've always wondered this. Do you think she has children?
Did I ever ask that?
No.
Because you told me I should.
Yeah, I really would like to know.
Well, you need to just jump in then next time she
calls
in. Yeah,
I will next time.
She's an interesting gal.
Yeah.
I love that whole house of this, house of that crap.
Paula being your mother?
That would be interesting. I can't imagine what that would mean for those kids. Would they rebel against her? And what would they do? What would you do if you were Paula's kid? 800-259-9231. In the meantime, we will
fire an aluminum hat for Christmas.
Back to the phones to Daniel in Texas, listening on KTAE. Hello, Daniel. Daniel in Texas?
Yeah, I'd just like to give a big, fat shout-out to Paula.
No shout-outs allowed. No shout-outs allowed.
Mr. Tex Mars. But wonderful preacher out of Texas.
I think he's actually sending his press releases from Mars, Texas.
No, he's actually well researched, and he's got the line ticket.
Yeah, I've seen
the emails, and they
seem like rambling nonsense to me. But I'm sure he hits.
Even a broken clock
strikes correctly twice a day.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can quote all the things that you want, but you can actually just go research it yourself and find out that this is all true.
Okay, what's
especially
on your mind?
That the bin Laden video has been faked again. I mean, the FBI has admitted this plenty of times that all the other ones were fake. And
the FBI admitted that?
Yeah, you can. These are AP articles you can look up. CIA analysts, FBI, admittedly saying that they've hoaxed.
So now, are you somebody who believes that Osama bin Laden is an actor working for the CIA, or
I mean, who's not an actor that comes on TV, man? Come on.
So, what do you think? What's the story? What's the real deal? Clue us in, Daniel.
I mean, the military-industrial complex needs some reason for the people to be in fear so that they can do their agendas. I mean, that's what corporate fascism is, and that's where we're heading to.
Well, there's no doubt that we're heading down a road towards socialism and fascism in this country. With that much, you're certainly going to get no disagreement on from us.
You know, why would people accept that unless there was some kind of threat? I mean, it's the same Hegelian
I understand where you're coming from. You're saying that Osama bin Laden's working with the government. But if that were true, then why wouldn't he be saying scary things like, America, we're going to kill you?
Are the same kind of things that I might say, so... It's kind of like a way for people to police people like me who are saying that 9/11 was an inside job, and they're using this as a pretext to try to get that hype up again since their polls are down.
But didn't you just tell me a moment ago that the purpose of Osama bin Laden is to whip people up into a frenzy to support the war so corporate America can profit?
Oh, definitely.
Well,
definitely.
And if that's the case, then why
is
Osama bin
Laden... You know that Sunni is not Shiite, and...
Why is Osama bin Laden railing against corporations?
Iraq?
Can you hold on just one moment? I know you got a lot to say, but why is it that Osama bin Laden is railing against corporations in his speech?
Now, why would he do that when his family owns like a big corporation?
I don't know why, but he did it.
construction, you know?
Yeah,
like,
he did. Why wouldn't, if again, if the purpose of Osama bin Laden is to scare
really
the American people...
CGI.
You believe he's CGI, sir? Is that what you just said?
They've been caught using CGI bin Laden videos already before, and this
could
be just
a recycle. What's
the point?
I'm not getting that anywhere on the internet, but okay.
I just
Psych-ops?
Daniel.
What's that? Chi-coms?
No, psych-ops. I mean, you were going to ask me what the reason would be for them to do that. And the reason
you
is,
haven't even let me really ask the question yet, Daniel. I understand PSYOPs and that's all bad and everything, and I'm certainly not in favor of the U.S. military, and I'm sure you and I would agree on a lot of stuff. It's just that you're saying that Osama bin Laden's purpose is to whip up Americans into a frenzy to support the war, but Osama bin Laden isn't saying anything at all in his speeches that would threaten Americans or, you know, do it like as far as... He's not being a scary, evil man in his speeches. What he's saying
Hold on a second, Daniel.
What he's telling Americans who will actually listen to what he's saying, which is very rare that any American would actually listen to Osama bin Laden, if you actually listen to what he's saying the reason why these things are happening is because your military is over here wreaking havoc on the Middle East. That's the reason why the attacks happened in the first place.
If Americans listened to Osama bin Laden, they would get our troops out of the Middle East. How does the Trilateral Commission benefit by getting the American troops out of the Middle East?
They actually don't.
Right. That's
right.
Why
so
we think that Osama bin Laden is real.
Yeah, Osama bin Laden, as far
and
as
not
I can tell.
Some computer-generated psyop.
Have you actually read
we're
the things
looking
he says?
At this.
Have you read the things he says, Daniel?
Yeah, I actually did. That's why I was like, you know, I've also read where he came out and said that he wasn't behind 9/11, but he...
Right, he did that early on. He denied it very early on, sure.
You know, so...
I was in prison for 9 years, dude. I met a lot of people that committed a lot of crimes that denied committing those crimes. That doesn't make it...
Everybody in jail is going to say they didn't do it.
No, not everybody says that, no. A lot of them do.
Yeah, well...
I committed a crime.
I just noticed how many people are realizing that 9/11 was probably a stage-managed event. I mean...
I just don't think so.
I don't think there's a lot of people realizing
that. You heard of Jewish lightning, right?
The Jewish lightning?
Yeah, you know, where a shop owner, like... sets fire to his place to collect insurance.
That's an awful thing to say.
Hey,
Daniel, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. I'm not sure what that even means.
Well, that means the Jewish people are mean and are bad enough.
Not all of them.
Crooked,
not all of them.
Crooked enough to set fire to their own place.
Not anti-Semitic.
Gotcha. Thanks for the call, Daniel. 800-259-9231.
Then why would he use an anti-Semitic phrase like that?
You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lightness with today's Car Clinic Minute. Cotton candy at the fair, collector stamps, and bubble gum. Sticky things that are good, but a stuck accelerator is no joyride. When I come back, I'll tell you how to slow things down.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Life in the fast lane. Yep, when your accelerator sticks, you really feel out of control. To get back in the driver's seat, turn off your engine, shift to neutral, and pull off the road. Be aware, power brakes and steering become manual, so stopping and turning require more muscle. Can you drive your car? Depends on the cause. If it's a wedged floor mat, yes. But more likely, it's a broken spring or bind in the throttle linkage, which requires you to slow down and call a tow truck. I'm Bobby Likens.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. That number again, 1-800-259-9231. It is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up for as little as $3 a month. Now, you know our website's totally free, so this is above and beyond all that. This is if you want to help Free Talk Live get on more new radio stations and spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide and as fast as possible, and to get some perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines and AMP-only chat room and forum. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. I wanted to recap my point that I was trying to make when we had Daniel on the line in Texas, who continued to sort of interrupt with his conspiracy theory about Osama bin Laden. To summarize what he said, and this is what a lot of the conspiracy crowd believes, is that Osama bin Laden, according to them, is
an actor
working for the CIA.
Or he's computer-generated, one of the two.
That's really unbelievable, but let's go with the actor thing.
Fine.
He's an actor working for the CIA for the purpose of stirring up the American people into a war frenzy, to be the bad guy.
It does make, I mean, if you try to imagine for a second being that actor, what would life be like if you're the Osama bin Laden actor? How do you get served in a restaurant? How do you...
Maybe it's a latex mask, Mark. Maybe that's what it is.
That would be a very, very convincing latex mask. I mean, just imagine trying to buy things at the grocery store if you're the Osama bin Laden actor. I mean, there are some really good pictures of Osama bin Laden out there. I've been poking around online at some of this paranoid claptrap. And, I mean, I can see Osama bin Laden real well in some of these pictures. I can see his forehead and his eyes, the shape of his nose, his lips. You can't grow a beard like that overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So how does someone live the life as the Osama bin Laden actor?
Let's not dig into the mechanics of
it. Is he actually in prison?
What, the actor?
Or maybe they keep him in some kind of compound and they keep him in hookers and cocaine so that he'll do their work for him.
I don't know. I don't want to speculate on all that. I was just pointing out
it just goes to show how nutty it is.
Well,
yeah, it was very difficult to follow that call.
Well, they believe that he's an actor and he's hired by the CIA to be this bad guy, right? To be the bad guy that will be the excuse for the U.S. to go out and warmonger around the world and therefore benefit the corporations. That makes sense only if you believe what the government says Osama bin Laden says. Because that's what most people hear. What 99.9% of America hears
is what the government says about what Osama bin Laden says. They
right.
never actually hear directly from Osama bin Laden.
Right. They get some, you know, some hazy idea, and they're not asking questions. The American people are not asking questions.
No.
What is Osama bin Laden saying? They're getting some hazy idea of, we hate Americans, Westerners must die, Britney Spears is the devil, and
right.
Coca-Cola will rot your soul.
Think of how much more powerful of an enemy he would be in the minds of the American public if indeed Osama bin Laden, instead of this six-page rambling essay that he read recently, and they're usually fairly lengthy. They usually cover a variety of different things, and they usually come at it from the perspective of, just get out of the Middle East, and we'll leave you alone. He pointed out in his recent one that they have no hatred towards Christians. They live side by side with Christians in Egypt. There are millions of them. They don't bomb the Christians there. He says things that totally contradict what the U.S. government claims that he says.
Or certainly the Republican demagogues on the radio.
All you have to do is read the actual transcripts. So if I were in charge of the CIA, and I indeed were looking to have this bad guy, right, I would hire somebody on who is going to say something very clear. Only a few short paragraphs would be necessary, less than a page.
I'll kill your ancestors from now until the end of time. I hate you white people. I hate Christians.
We in Al-Qaeda hate you Christians. We hate Americans' freedom. We've killed you once. We'll kill you again. We're coming back. Look out, Americans. You better be looking over your shoulder because Al-Qaeda's on the rise, and we're going to kill all of you people. We hate your freedoms. You know, I would just repeat the same old mantra over and over again. Just
that would scare people.
That would scare the crap out of people, and it would be actually in line with what the government says about Osama bin Laden. So you've got two different, very distinct lines of thought here. You've got what the government claims he says, and then what he actually says. And they're completely different. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and talk to John in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, John.
Yes. You know, I hate bin Laden as much as any good American is supposed to.
Right.
But the guy is not an Islamic terrorist. He is a political terrorist.
A political terrorist?
Absolutely.
Okay.
If you recall, during Second World War, the Nazis had the opinion that the resistance fighters, the Nazis said, how dare you kill us just because we're killing you?
And the point?
Now, how different is that from what is going on in the Middle East?
Now, wait, who's saying that? The U.S. government?
The U.S. government has gone into every country that had anything that was of interest to United States, well, of course, now they're international corporations.
Don't get sidetracked. So they've gone into the countries where corporations have interest, and then what?
Well, they go in to take their mineral resources.
And then they act indignant when the people that live there decide to fight back and defend their countries?
Absolutely.
Yep. Very well said, John. Thank you for the call, man. We really appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know, he's right about that.
It seems to be absolutely the truth.
They're not insurgents. They should be seen as freedom fighters over there. They're the ones defending their country from an attack by an imperial force.
I don't know that I consider them freedom fighters. That seems like giving them an awful lot of credit. Look, Osama bin Laden is just some other crazed, power-hungry politician. Here in this country, what you have to do to be a politician is you have to get enough dumb Americans to vote for you. What you have to do in other countries is, you know, kill the people that stand in your way. This is what the statesman would do in this country if that's what it took. These people are so hungry for power that they'll do anything for it. And that's all you've got with Osama bin Laden. I don't think that for one second that Osama bin Laden's people are anything like freedom fighters. They're just religious zealots that have been, you know, set on their little path.
Well, they're not fighting for freedom, per se, as we would define it, but they're certainly fighting for freedom from occupation. That's what they're fighting for.
Well,
they don't want the U.S. military there.
Perhaps.
Who could blame them?
1-800-259-9231 to the AMP line. Matt in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, gentlemen. Hi, Julia. How are you guys?
Good.
Well, that's on your mind, Matt.
Well, let me chime in on the Osama bin Laden thing first.
Sure.
Because I've been listening for a couple of minutes, and you asked a question about if he was a CIA, why wouldn't he, you know, why wouldn't he say all these things to the American people? But you got to remember, he's also talking to his own people. So if he is a CIA operative, they're trying to get him to have his own people follow him too, and railing about killing all the Americans and stuff like that.
But this isn't. These aren't. No, his this recent speech of his was not addressed to his own people. It was very specifically addressed to the American people.
But don't you think his own people heard it?
Oh, I'm sure they did, but
probably more of them listened.
His message is very clear to the American people, is that, you know, the Democrats haven't done you any good. They have not pulled you out of Iraq. The Republicans certainly haven't done you any good. And what you need to do is you need to end this. However, whatever it takes, you need to pull the troops out. That's what he's been saying from day one.
Sounds like the same message I would give the people.
Yeah.
I could be Osama bin Laden, I guess.
I suppose you could. Any other thoughts, Matt?
What I was calling tonight about is there's a town near where I live called Carroll Stream. And out in front of the town hall in Carroll Stream is a big sign that says, if you call and report a drunk driver, we will give you $100.
Oh, my.
Well, and, I mean, presuming they find the drunk driver.
Well, I don't know what the qualifications are. Mm-hmm. This is just a sign out in front of the town hall in Carroll Stream, and me and my friend were talking today about what we as a society have devolved into when we can call and rat out our friends and neighbors on doing something wrong for a measly $100. It just seems ridiculous.
I'm certainly the first person to rail against the snitch society, that much is for sure. But on the other hand, I also understand that keeping drunks off the road is certainly a desirable thing. And I would expect that, for instance, if roads were private, I would certainly have no hesitation in alerting the road owner that there was a dangerous driver on the road. I don't think that's necessarily terrible. But I see where you're coming from, and thanks for the call, Matt. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number two is coming up. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.